last week, I guess. I don't know if this would be considered titillating, more awkward than titillating, where we had several people saying they had accidentally sent texts to the wrong person. You remember that? They were like, sexting was a thing. I had considered at one point sexting my wife, but she told me never, ever, ever to do that. You just never know if the phone's going to fall into the wrong hands. And remember, she's not allowed to delete photos. She does not do that.
Does Bebe Shea know that?
Yeah, about my
Your wife doesn't delete photos? Ever.
Ever. If she takes a photo and it turns out blurry or nothing but a black screen, you know, something like that, a mistake happens, she keeps it. And I said, well, just get rid of that. No, I won't do it. She
or won't. A finger in front of the lens.
Finger in front of the lid. She keeps it for posterity. We keep it no matter what. And because of that, she's had to get several external hard drives to take the
infinite cloud space.
Yes, we have
storage space.
More and more storage space, more and more is bought. So if I were to send her a picture of my goods, she would not be allowed to delete them by her own mind.
Her rule.
Her rule, she wouldn't delete, but she doesn't want them on her phone.
Now, does the rule, I've heard this rule many times about your wife and her photographs.
Mm-hmm.
Does that only apply to the photographs that she herself takes? Because do you ever delete any of your photos?
I do, yeah. I delete a lot of my photos, as a matter of fact, yeah.
Should you have said that out loud?
Well, I mean, I'll take a picture of a set of sheets in a Costco and say, are these the ones you want?
Yeah.
And she'll say,
and
yes,
then delete
and then
it
I delete
the file.
It. I mean, why in the world would I keep that? She wouldn't. She does
She'd
not.
She'd keep the picture from the store.
She keeps the picture of the sheets. That's right. She will not delete, period.
These are the almonds I wanted.
Fact, yeah. Is this the peanut butter, the right brand? Yes, it's there. There are all these on her phone. There are all those different things.
Is there a reason for this other than posterity?
No. It's her.
It's just the way she's hardwired.
She's
there's another reason.
Cuckoo. I'm sorry.
I mean, hey. You know.
Yeah. That's just the way she's hardwired. I like the way you said that. She's hardwired.
Yeah.
Cuckoo. That's exactly right. Most people think, yeah. Boy, you ought to just go ahead.
It's not a glitch.
No, it's real. Now, here's the only reason I bring it up. An example. Last week, when we were talking about this accidentally texting something, the best call we got was from a guy who had accidentally texted his mother, if you recall.
Yeah, I was in the middle of a spicy text to my girlfriend at the time. And my mom texted me in the middle of it, and I didn't notice.
Yep.
And I accidentally sent my mom a picture of my Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I get a text back that says, "Your father's is bigger. You need to watch who you send text messages to."
Wow.
Love you, dumbass.
Did she handle that well or what? Hey, dumbass, your father's is bigger. Watch who you send text messages to.
Chef's kiss.
I mean, really well played by the mom. Since that, this is something that will surprise Chris Dim, I know. On our listener voicemail line, we've gotten another one of those.
Our what?
Well, I was surprised it was there as well. I don't know.
Voicemail, you said?
There's a listener voicemail line you can call to leave messages after the
show. Is that number publicized?
No.
Well, then how does one find it?
I don't know. I don't know what the number is.
Who polices it?
I don't know. It was sent to me as an email that said, here's something from the listener voicemail line, which I was like, huh? What do you mean? And it's very similar. Sending a text to someone you didn't mean to.
Yeah, this one's a little bit weird. I had a guy who worked for me, and I was sitting at my desk at 5:00 in the morning, and a text message comes through, and I open it up, and he's standing completely 100% naked in front of a mirror posing for something. And he comes in about an hour later to work, and I ask him, I said, "Hey man, is everything okay between you and I?" And he's like, "Yeah, as far as I know." I said, "You don't like feel a certain kind of way about me, or is there something I need to know about?" He says, no, not really. Why?" I said, "Because you sent me a naked picture of yourself this morning." Come to find out, his little girl had to go to the ER that night, first thing that morning, and she was playing on his phone and accidentally sent me a picture from his gallery. So, yeah. A little bit awkward.
Okay. So he had heard that segment about awkward photos being sent. Called our listener voicemail. That is,
well, the quality is crystal clear.
Better than what we get here.
Than phone quality.
That's right. Now, if you want to leave a message on our voicemail, I cannot help you.
No one in this room can.
We are unaware.
This is news to all of us.
The voicemail, but there is one somewhere. Might be through our app.
That old phone back in your office?
Could be the old phone back. I don't know.
It is through the app.
It's through the app.
Yeah.
So through our app, you could make up a recording and send it.
And then that could be you on the air.
That could be you on our air. And as you heard, you're right. The quality was outstanding.
Yeah.
And his daughter had accidentally sent from his gallery a nude photo without his knowledge. So he got that. Yeah, that's right.
Did your kids play with their mom's phone?
Not much. They weren't into that as much. No,
because I mean, that when you go to the store
a lot
or anywhere, you just little kids are just mesmerized by phones, and parents know it'll keep them quiet.
I mean, I hate to say, you know, when you start out as a parent, you're like, I won't be the one that gives them that phone, but I mean, it just gets it's done. You know, we didn't. Now, see, my son was born in 2005, so the smartphone didn't come around until he was 5 years old, and I mean, he got one at age 12, you know, 13, something like that. For whatever reason, we never just like stuck it in their hands. Now, we'd put them in front of the television, for sure.
Now it's an iPad.
iPads. Yeah, there's all, of course, yeah. Polly Girl Cassie, you're talking about photos. My wife never deletes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Yeah, so I'm looking now. I've got 3,498 photos in my camera roll, just in my camera roll, because I'll take photos for work, and I'll take photos and send stuff to my wife, and I just don't get around to deleting it, and then like maybe once every 3 months I get bored at home. I'm just like, it's time for a photo dump, and I'll end up deleting like 2,000 photos.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you take spicy photos, PGK?
Not anymore. I'm a little too old for that now.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. You know, I'm not a spicy photo taker myself. I want to. I want, like, there's times, thank you very much, Polly Girl Cassie. The other day, for instance, for whatever reason, this was Saturday morning. My wife, or Sunday morning, we decided not to go to church.
Oh.
We just said something. I mean, it just something was just like late night.
You made
night.
That decision in February. Now, what you're going to have to do is you have to get there for Easter, which is that's rapidly approaching.
Have to be there for that. But we decided not to go to church for whatever reason.
Okay.
So I was sleeping in a little on Sunday. I had a 8 o'clock appointment at the pickleball court. But my wife got up around 5:45. Dog was barking. She gets up. That's not metaphorical. The dog really was. Okay. So she gets up. I hear her out there in the living room watching TV. Now it's about 6:15. And I thought, I'm ready. Let's have some relations.
Adult time?
Adult time. So what I wanted to do is take a picture of my crotch and send it to her, you know? But I decided against, because I knew her declaration was don't ever do that. I thought she might appreciate it. So I instead sent, you want to go to Funky Town? And the question mark. And she's like, I don't understand what you mean by that.
Church.
Is that a new restaurant?
I said, do
you
want to
get some brunch?
I said, you know, Funky Town. Like, and I wrote like funky. She goes, is something smelling? What's going on? And finally, I explained. I said, no. Relations or whatever. And she goes,
peach.
Yeah, I was like, you know, peach.
Eggplant
thing. And she wrote, are you absolutely out of your mind? Forget it. She was already.
My second cup of coffee.
Yeah, she's already. It was way too late. So I just was like, all right. So I went on out and had my yogurt and almond butter, and that was that. That's how we started the day.
That's titillating.
God. That is titillating, isn't it?